producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You get us every day free.
Isn't that wonderful? The entrepreneurial adventure that is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I can arm twist the best of them to advertise in this program so that I can continue to bring you the mind of Jennifer Horn every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Dougie.
Wow. Ken Kessler is here. McFadden's lurking around somewhere. He had his birthday celebration last night, which allowed him to have two beers instead of
one. He's sleeping it off.
Yeah, I think it may be. One of the things that I am known for, or the program is known for...
Your kazoo playing?
Well, I haven't thought about that, but now that you mention it...
Oh, no.
I can't believe you.
Are you right? How about a Christmas song?
How about your paper comb? Remember the paper comb harmonica? How about that?
Where is that? It's somewhere here.
You have that too?
What did Kenny say? Don't
you don't give me. Like the worst instrument. Oh. Hopefully if he hyperventilates, we can just take over the show. Keep blowing, Dougie. Keep blowing.
All right. I want to turn what is perceived to be by some who think they have failed because of something that didn't go the way they wanted it to. I'm going to give you an example of how failure gets turned into success. Because if there's nothing else going on in the world with me, it is observing what people do. And then if it's not good, then how do we turn it around and make it good? Or how do we help people who are not successful become successful? I was thinking about George Zimmer. Remember him?
Of course. What, George Zimmerman, you mean?
No. Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R. Oh. He was the founder of the Men's Warehouse.
Oh, okay, sure.
He was the one who said, you're going to like the way you look,
I guarantee it.
Right. Yes. Then he got fired by his own board of directors.
Well,
and by the way,
they didn't like the way they looked.
Well, the reason that he got fired is because he opposed the merger with Joseph A. Bank, which was a company, still is a brick-and-mortar sort of store of selling suits, sport coats, but they weren't quite up to the standard of the Gentleman's Warehouse. So anyway, he got fired. And so everything he had put together was suddenly gone. In one day, he was thrown out of his own company. So he started a new business. Smart guy. Has an internet venture called Generation Tux. Ever heard of it?
No.
It's a tuxedo rental business online. His business is going gangbusters. And as it turns out, he was right about the merger with Joseph A. Bank. His old company is in the toilet because they took on too much debt and Joseph A. Bank wasn't as compatible with the Gentleman's Warehouse as some of the people on the board thought. He had a, Brutus, he had a, he stuck his knife in the back. What is the, when Caesar was, what's the term I'm looking for?
Asu Brute.
Well, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. He had somebody that was close to him.
I just wanted to watch you struggle a little.
Why, what's going on? Do you think that's fun? That's sport for you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, anyway. So, this guy who stabbed him in the back and convinced the board that it was a brilliant move to put Joseph A. Banks and the Gentleman's Warehouse together hasn't worked well at all. The company is in big trouble. And meanwhile, this guy took his money, started this rental outfit for tuxedos, and is doing very well. So I give you that idea, or that I'm trying to sort of implant how success can come from failure. You can think. And actually, sometimes we project our own failures. We think about things as to how they've gone in the past. That's always a recipe for disaster, because the past is the past. You learn, move ahead, get into the now. And so he came up with something new. He was very humble about what happened. And with a lot of hard work, you see, hard work always pays off, I think, ultimately, one way or another. So this guy had a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have money, but he didn't have a job. He didn't have a company. And that's what really got him going. There are those of us who don't necessarily work just to have money. We do what we do because we have a passion for it, and it helps make us and define who we are in reality. And like it or not, this guy, George Zimmer, was the Gentleman's Warehouse. That was his whole thing, and it was extracted from him one day, and so he said, you know what? Screw those guys. I'm going to start another business. And so he's done very well with it. Good for him. He took something that was an opportunity and made something good out of it. And we can all do that. I say it's never too late, whether it's your own circumstance, whether it's stuff that's going on in our country that we don't like and we're frustrated. People say, oh, the country's gone. It's lost. We'll never get it back. I don't believe that for a second. I don't like what's going on any more than you do. But to throw up your hands and say, oh, my God, this is terrible. We'll never fix this. No, that's not it's going to be okay. Sooner or later, it'll be fine and dandy. All right, let's get to our quote of the day, which comes from Connie Britton. She said, quote, the minute I get my hair insured, somebody just put me in a straitjacket, please.
She's very cool.
Apparently, tell us a little more about her. Her hashtag is Clear Eyes, what her company is all about, Jennifer.
Connie Britton is actually an actress.
Yes.
And she is on the show Nashville right now. She was on Friday Night Lights.
Oh.
She's probably in her 40s, very recognizable, but she has this beautiful head of red hair.
Ah.
And people always...
I know who she is. Yeah. Okay, I know exactly who she is. Right. I thought for some reason or another she was... this was referring to somebody that was also in the cosmetic business.
No.
Mm-mm. No. All right.
Although I think she has a couple of endorsements.
Yeah. Don't you see her in ads or stuff? Is that where I remember?
Yeah, she's in ads. She's in my favorite. I love Nashville. She's Raina James on Nashville.
Yeah. Okay, good. Got that. Thought for the day today comes from Jeff Bridges, who is having his 66th birthday. Actor Jeff Bridges, 66 years old today, says, quote, remember, have fun and don't take anything too seriously. Ah, how about that?
That's a good piece of advice.
Yes, don't take anything too seriously. Except my advice when it comes to your health and well-being, or maybe better yet, the advice of doctors that everybody on this program respects, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus says every day we should be exposing ourselves to this product that comes from the folks at Superbeats so we can rejuvenate our arteries. You're getting older. Your arteries need a focus. They need your attention so that they don't kind of collapse. And that's what the ingredients in Superbeats and also Neo 40, which is basically a nitric oxide product that in capsule form, the Neo 40, something you put in your mouth, absorbs it immediately into your system, goes right into the arteries and opens them up, gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your internal organs, to everything in your body. It improves your circulation immediately, and thus a lot of people are using it as a substitute. Big coffee drinkers who found that having a lot of coffee made them nervous and jumpy and jittery. No, don't have to have that. Just take a Neo 40 capsule and have the same results. Get started. Do well in your day. And if you have a long day, like many of us do here, Jennifer, for heaven's sakes, she's got a long, long day every day. And so when you get into the afternoon and you're in an office that may be a little stuffy, you're in that corner downstairs in your office and maybe it gets a little hot.
Get a little nap feeling.
Yeah,
oh,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So if that's the case, then you take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put it in a glass of water, and you drink it. The nutritional gold mine that you have just absorbed is unbelievable. Antioxidants, electrolytes, the nitrates, the nitric oxygen that you need to keep your arteries open, keep your blood pressure down, get the blood everywhere. If you have any kind of condition that requires blood getting to it, and let's face it, anything that is wrong in your body is because of inflammation. Get the inflammation down by having your body serviced with the blood that is the fix for everything. 800 800-655-4183 gets you Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Get the, here, this is a pretty good deal the company's got. You get two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. Then you receive a 30-day supply of Super Beats without extra cost, the book on nitric oxide without extra cost, a saliva testing strip that'll tell you how much you have in your system of nitric oxide, how much you need. So all these things plus the guarantee, this is the best product I could possibly imagine to recommend for those of you who either have high blood pressure, want to get it down, or who have good blood pressure and want to keep it there as you age. The secret to long life is, as far as I'm concerned, getting into products like Neo 40 and Super Beats together. 800-655-4183. You can call and order now, if you like, while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Get a plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift-giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office.
I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
All right, 19 after the hour. This will send you into the ozone if you're a dog lover. I know that when Meredith hears this, she's going to want to go for somebody's throat.
And who's Meredith? I'm sorry.
Meredith is the lady that I like to call my best friend.
Oh, okay.
How's
okay.
That?
I was just checking. Uh-huh.
All right. Anyway, so here's this loyal dog. You may have seen the picture yesterday hovering over its owner, house fire in Hyattsville, Maryland. The dog's a pit bull, and in Hyattsville, which is Prince George's County, they are banned from owning pit bulls. So this dog basically saves the owner's life. Mm-hmm. And the picture that you've seen of the dog hovering over the owner is now something of a memory, because the authorities in Prince George's County confiscated the dog.
Ugh.
Took the dog away from the owner because they've fallen into this pit, if you'll pardon the pun, that all pit bulls are horrible. They aren't. It's all dependent on we. Meredith and I found
how you raise them.
A pity that is a wonderful little dog. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days of living. Yeah, I'm gonna be lonely.
Three. Three Christmas songs. This is the My Three Christmas Songs contest from now for the next 3 weeks. Yes, 3 weeks from today, folks, is Xmas. We have creative people on the staff here. Ken Kessler comes up with his contest every day. He's challenged to find Christmas things, songs and artists and that sort of thing who have something in common. And now that he's figured it out, let's see if you can figure it out by dialing us at 888-302-3684. If you've won before, please give other people the chance to get in and figure these out so that they can win the prize, which is a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of their 3040 Mannheim Steamroller concert live, and a canister of their Mannheim Steamrollers cinnamon hot chocolate mix. That's what you get if you can figure out what puts these three songs together. First one is by Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire was a very well-known actor.
Wasn't he a dancer?
He danced very well. He also was not a bad singer, as you can hear him singing Santa Claus Coming to Town. Crank it up there, Kara.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty.
This song was recorded and released in 1970. This was part of a... Well, if I say too much more, it becomes... Yes, be quiet. Again, let's go on to the next... to the next song by David Bowie, or Bowie, Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth, Drummer Boy. It came out actually just a month before Bing Crosby died in 1977. Wasn't released till 1982. Went to top of the charts. Interesting combination. I don't know who came up with this idea of putting these two together. They couldn't have been more different, right, Kenny? Amazing.
I think it was actually Bing's idea.
Was it really?
He wanted somebody new.
Yeah.
One of the new singers to perform with.
Yeah. Well, this is something that you will hear on the Christmas stations this year. That's really in the more more in the rotation than would be the Fred Astaire tune, that's for sure. Okay, so the first song was Santa Claus Coming to Town, Fred Astaire. Second one, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. And then the third one is the Vince Guaraldi Trio. This one you hear often, too. Never took to this one very much because it's...
No, but you know exactly what this belongs to.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. I suggest you be quiet because you don't figure this out yet. You just keep your mouth shut and let me finish this.
Tell me to shut my mouth.
I am telling you to shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
888-30, unless you want to look foolish. If you'd like to look foolish, I'm trying to save you. But if you want to look foolish, go ahead and
talk. Oh, why did I accidentally guess it?
Yeah.
Roberta. Where's Roberta? Hey. 888-30. Yeah, for the moronic.
Hey, listen, I get to play along just like everybody else.
You don't get a prize, though.
Well, congratulations.
Your prize is being with us. Right, yeah. We'll make good on this anyway. Here's Holly in Sebastian, Florida. Hi, Holly. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thanks, Merry Christmas.
You see, this we're only 3 weeks to him. Christmas is just creeping up on us so quickly. Wow. All right. Yeah. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No, sir.
Were you paying attention to what Rich said a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago?
No, I turned the radio down when they answered the phone.
Ah! Perfect, then. This is a real inner challenge.
She follows directions.
If you didn't hear Richie, then you got the right answer, you're really a winner. All right, so what is the collective on all three of these? Why did we put them together?
They're all from TV specials.
Yes, they are. Yep, absolutely. Yay. Every single one of them came from a Christmas television special. So you get the Mannheim Steamroller Special Gift Pack. Thank you very much. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Holly in the Holidays, 28 after on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without a copay. In the news, Obliv obesity. Say what? In a new study, nearly 70% of parents said their kids were about the right weight when in fact they were far from it. Or as the politically incorrect would say, they were obese. This denial by parents that their kids are obviously obese is called obliv-obesity. The question is, why the denial? The new normal is everybody's heavy is one rationale. And of course, once a parent admits their kid has a problem, they have to do something about it. They have to become the food police. They have to change the lifestyle. And it's not easy. But here's the thing. Parents, if your kid is overweight, if you don't know it, they know it. You can bet their buddies have told them a million times. So, it's time to be the parent. Talk to your child. Remove the shame. Tell them it's not their fault. Tell them it's a family problem and one that will be solved together. And touch base with your pediatrician. There are lots of good weight loss programs for kids. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with happy place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. And now we have medicine in the news. This is a wonderful story about a doctor whose name is Patricia Quinlan. She's being called Dr. Angel after using her hair tie, some masking tape, some whiskey, and a smartphone to save the life of a man on her flight Thanksgiving Day. Kind of MacGyver-ish.
Yeah, sounds more like Dr. MacGyver.
Quinlan was flying from Philadelphia to San Francisco, United Flight 653. The man in front of her fell out of his seat. First, she thought that he'd just fallen asleep, but it could happen, fall out. I almost did that once. But when he didn't get up, she ran over to him. A fellow had an irregular pulse. His blood pressure was dangerously low. This lady practices at the Lehigh Valley Health Network in Philadelphia. The plane has, now planes all have defibrillators in them. So she used that device to determine that the man had at least a normal heartbeat, so he didn't have a blockage anyway. The pilot came out and asked if we needed to make an emergency landing, and she said, if I hadn't had the defibrillator to figure out what was going on with him, I would have said, yeah. But then she said, no, let me see if I can figure this out. So she got the man connected to an IV, and that came with a whole new set of issues. Another passenger offered his belt as a tourniquet for the IV, but it was too large. Instead, Dr. Quinlan made a quick decision and used her hair tie. you know, how women put their hair back. It's almost like a rubber band. Right. Rubber band, in a manner of speaking. Right, yep. Okay. So let's see here. There was no rubbing alcohol on the plane, so a flight attendant used whiskey to disinfect the needle. They opened up the IV bag, and there was a leak in it. Wasn't enough to stop Dr. Quinlan and the other passengers from fixing it. There was some masking tape the lady had in her pocketbook.
Taped up. That's a weird thing to have.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird thing.
Maybe she was flying to be on Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know if you guys know this game, but it's kind of like something that women used to do at baby showers a lot, and it was like a scavenger hunt with what you had on you. So, like, what's the strangest thing in your purse? I would think duct tape actually qualifies for that.
Yep, yep. So, anyway, 20 minutes of work on the plane saved this guy's life. And he didn't have to land the plane, got to San Francisco.
Does it say what was wrong with him?
Actually, it doesn't. The story's at DougStefan.com. You can check it out there. There is not something that I saw that definitively said he was very dehydrated, apparently. He'd taken blood pressure.
Blood pressure medicine and was dehydrated.
Yeah. Not a good combination. So anyway, God love her. What a wonderful feeling, too, on both sides. A feeling that you can help somebody like that. We're all here to help.
Do you think she then, like, goes out looking for other people to save?
No. I mean, she
just to ride the high.
Yeah. All right, so we go from that medical story to this one. Kenny, what does it cost every time there's a vote in the House of the Senate to get rid of Obamacare? It's about $1 million, right?
Yeah, it's right around $1 million.
Taxpayers spend about $1 million. Okay, so maybe you've seen this or heard this before. Maybe not. The Congress before has voted, at least the House has voted to repeal Obamacare, but then it never gets anywhere because the president will veto it. However, what's different this time is that it actually got through the Senate. So it went through the House and the Senate thanks to the Budget Reconciliation Act. Lawmakers threw in another gift, a provision to cut Fed funding for Planned Parenthood. The president will most definitely veto it.
You think that pen's already out and ready, warmed up?
Well, the GOP will do it again.
Hey, at least they're trying to do something. I mean, they said they were going to do it, and they never were, so,
They never did, you mean? They never get it this far. Yeah, getting it this far, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. But it's, again, what you see is how things in a dysfunctional way work. They tap it into something that has nothing to do with another. It's just a throw-in, like the deal we talked about earlier this week. Remember, what was it? Something was added into a bill to benefit one bank. Remember that from earlier in the week? The bank, as it turns out, all the four members of the committee that worked on this particular this law, which had nothing to do with banks, but because they all had gotten money from this bank, they decided, okay, we're going to help this bank out. And that's what they did. They passed legislation or put this legislation into a bill. Nobody saw it. Nobody read it. Which basically eliminates the bank's need or requirement to stay under a certain cap as to the amount of money it borrows from the Fed in order to lend out more money. So it can make a whole lot more money lending out your money and my money, which is basically in the Fed. And there are no restrictions on it. And this was put together by the four members of the Senate committee that negotiated this bill. And I forget even what it was. That wasn't the important part of it for me. Kenny, you remember what the bill was offhand?
No, I don't.
But anyway, it's the usual stuff. It's just more of the same old, same old. All right, so let's see here. How many people, we were talking about this before I give Richie a chance to weigh in on this. The defense secretary has said that there are plenty of strong women in the military. If you're a woman and you want to join in the military, you want to go to the infantry, go for it. All military combat positions are now effective immediately open to women. The Joint Chiefs Chairman says this is not good. It should just be for men. But again, we're dealing with what had been an all-male bastion. And I say if a woman's big enough, strong enough, good enough, smart enough to do these things, let them do it. Let them have at it. There's no sense of shame there. If you are outdone by a woman, you see, I think that's part of it. Women today are much stronger and better developed physically, mentally, emotionally, I think, to a certain extent. So when the opportunity presents itself, why ought they not be able to help in this circumstance. I just don't think men want to get shown up by women. I think that's part of the motivation here. Anybody agree? Nobody agrees.
Crickets.
Because nobody agrees with me. Huh. That's interesting. Okay, well, it won't be the first time nobody agreed with me. Probably won't be the last time.
Certainly won't be the last.
No, exactly. Well, here's something that... This is disgraceful, and you may agree or disagree with me on this. Most people don't get my point here, so let me underscore again what's really going on the highways and the bridges of the interstate system in our country. The reason that Congress had to pass this five-year, $300 billion highway bill, $300 billion, it's for highway and transit spending, the feds are kissing up to the unions. Because the reason our roads and bridges are in such bad shape is because the contracts that are basically put out by bureaucrats who are responding to political chicanery, the unions and their contribution to various candidates who sit in these various committees, they work out these bills. So the reason that there's always, I mean, you go across
the
country.
Well, they build the roads to break.
Yes.
They're only building them for 20, 30,
right.
40 years.
Right.
And then...
Not even that much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the major interstates are being resurfaced every 5-6 years.
How is it the LED light bulbs have made it to the right? Because for this exact same thing. They build cars to fail, so you need to buy a new one. They build roads to fail, so they need to build new ones.
Cell phones.
Cell phones, so you need to keep doing it. How in the world did LED light bulbs that last, 15 to 20 years...
I don't find that
make
they
to market.
I don't see that LED. I buy them and they blow out quicker than any bulbs I've ever had.
Something's wrong with your electric system then, because I've had my LED spotlights in for 4 or 5 years now.
All right, you'd be proud of me then, Richie. Last night I was wiring in new. I bought new lights for my bathroom.
Yeah, you're an electrically minded guy. You should be able to do this.
I know how to do that, but I didn't remember that you've got to have a connection in the first part of the circuitry to make the second part work until I fiddled around with it for a while. So I put the second bulb in the sequence, the second unit in first, turned on the light, nothing happened. I'm thinking,
of course.
What the hell did I do wrong? So then I fiddle around and put the first one up in the series and, screw in all of the little caps for the wiring and hang them on the wall and I turned on the light switch. Oh, wow. It worked. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, I didn't complete the circuitry, which is all you have to do. So there, it was the light bulb literally going off in my head.
Here's what I hear. Wah, 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 light bulb. Wah, 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 bathroom. Wah, wah, wah. What does that mean?
You don't get that? So the next time you have an electrical problem at your house and I'm out there, I'll come fix it for you.
All right, just don't give me a lesson. Just
electrical work is actually fairly easy, but also dangerous.
Sense. Yeah.
I mean, I should not be trusted with electrical work.
No, you should
work.
Not.
No. No. Unless I need a perm.
All right, Jennifer is ready for action, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for our Friday television report, including what's on TV tonight, what are the specials, the Christmas things, that sort of thing, and who's watching alternative sources of the Netflix thing. But this, every time I look at this, there's more to what people are watching because there's more choices.
Do you have ratings on how The Wiz did?
I'll see if we have numbers yet.
Did you watch it?
No, did you?
I watched it for about 4 seconds. That was it.
Juliana was up and around, so we popped into it a couple of times. I was watching the game.
Parents with children. I was busy watching reruns of the Blue Bloods, and I find that more...
I taped it for her because she wants to watch it.
All right, okay, that'd be good for a child. That's okay. 44 after the hour. Other television news coming right up here on Good Day. Hi,
step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Jane Lynch and Matthew Morrison have teamed up with Febreze to star in a new video, The 12 Stinks of Christmas.
It's the 12 stinks of Christmas my true love sent to me. 12 kids a-gaming, 11 guests, one bathroom.
We
isolated 12 of the most common stinks at Christmas time. And some of them would be like garbage left, you know, sitting for too long. Too many people in your house using one bathroom. We put them into the 12 days of Christmas. Four plugs of stinking, three musty stockings, two smelly cats,
and an ugly sweater from 1993.
Febreze promises to help you stay guest ready with limited edition Jolly Pine and Cranberry Cheer scented Aerifex, car vent clips, and fabric refresher. View the soon-to-be holiday classic, The 12 Stinks of Christmas, all season long on Febreze's YouTube channel.
Get your tiny card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewars.com.
Friday, the 25th of December. Merry Christmas, everybody. A lot of people ask, when is Christmas Day really? Is it December 25th? Actually, December 25th is Christmas, but it wasn't always that way. It wasn't officially that until sometime between the years 337 and 352 A.D. That means the date celebrated as the birth of Christ was not set until the time of Julius I, the Bishop of Rome. And to that time, the day known as Christmas was celebrated on one of three dates in the first 352 years of the Julian calendar, January 6th, March 29th, and September 29th. Actually, the day of his birth was March 29th. For those of you who don't know that, it is not Christmas Day. It just, because there was another sort of pagan holiday that went on. And then there's the day of Epiphany. The 12th day of Christmas, considered Christmas Day to a lot of folks around the world that are Eastern Orthodox celebrants. Some get gifts on that day, et cetera, et cetera. Other celebrate December 6th, the 13th, the 16th, 21st. 12 days of Christmas is a schedule, in fact. For those of you who are purists, it upsets some people to hear that Jesus' birthday wasn't really December the 25th, but in fact, either March 25th or March 29th. And so I don't know what that does. Why does it make a difference when you, well, you celebrate your birthday on the actual day of the birth, and it sort of points out in a way that is, I find amusing, actually, something that was done by the early church, because that's about the time of the origin of the Catholic Church, when it was convenient for them to take a pagan holiday and make it a religious holiday. Now there are people who worry that it isn't really a religious holiday anymore, that it's just a time for people to get together. I don't really have a problem with this, as long as the attitude that people have toward each other is improved,
the feelings that we have about our lives is better. I mean, think about how you feel today. Most of you feel really good. Most of you have felt really good this week, perhaps this month, as you anticipated Christmas, the time together. Maybe even you don't have time together with your family, friends, and loved ones, but you do sense, this is what comes over me, a sense of calm and peace and order to things, even though you look at the silly news media and you think the world is still crazy. But that's not today, not crazy. Today, things are in order. So, Merry Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm all by myself today, except for, thankful actually, for the services of Michael Fortier, who I used to be associated with the program a long time ago until he decided he had enough of me, and then he went on to work for Brand X. But it's good for him to be there. Everybody else, Jennifer was up late with her family. And I never say people to people, you got to be here. If you want to be here, it was my decision to want to be on the air on Christmas Day and all the holidays, Thanksgiving and New Year's. So be here live next week. I will admit to having a little bit of a problem with clocks this morning, but that's okay. It still is nice to see when I go to DougSteffen.com how many people like the fact that we're on. I see 2.6 thousand likes, the fact that we're on the air today live. The only thing, George Norrie is on live on the holidays as well. But it's kind of neat to be here and get the sense of what's going on with you. 888-302-3684 will be the way for you to connect with us. Wish all your friends, anybody you'd like to, a Merry Christmas. What's going on with you? We'll ask that through the course of the program. And because this is Tech Talk time, I have some Christmas technical information coming up next here on Good Day. All right, so here we go with the tracking of Santa Claus. There are a lot of volunteers that track Santa through the night around the world. His status has been relayed to children who are all excited every year at the same time. This goes on. All of these people, NORAD and the folks that work there, actually stage a tracking effort on behalf of children around the world. Take calls from children who want to know if they are on the naughty or nice list, whether Santa got their minute presents or the big presents. Do we have big presents or do we have small presents? I want to know. Does Santa give me something big? Only Santa knows that. He gets an update from NORAD every 12 minutes or so. Don't worry. Santa knows where you are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncle. I remember last year, NORAD, I took 100. I had this story, and I remember talking about it, I think, the day after Christmas or the next week. 134,000 calls last year on the 24-hour period that goes from Christmas Eve till consider 6 o'clock in the afternoon of the next day. This year, probably not any different. Phones are ringing constantly at the command center at NORAD. Volunteers come in to take calls from children, to remind them to stay asleep, and no matter what they hear, do their best to be ready for the approach. There's a volunteer named Susan Murray, who name is Elf Susie to callers, who said some of the children asked why she was not with Santa delivering the presents. Her answer, there's a huge mess left over after all the preparations, and a few elves have to stick around to clean things up. It reminds me of when I was 5 years old and believed in elves and Santa, she said. It doesn't take too much to imagine it again. So there's technology involved in that, certainly. One of the realities of Star Wars and The Force Awakening just before Christmas hit theaters last week, revenue from their mobile games has gone up an average of 51%. Downloads were up 100% from the previous week, according to the censor. 22 apps racked up $334,000 the day after the movie debut. That's up 74% from the previous week. Wow. And you know what the number one gift is in terms of technology this week, this year? Drones. Drone registration. This is the first week of drone registration. If you have a personal drone, you're required to register it. 45,000 people through Thursday, from Monday through Thursday, registered with the FAA. These people have registered their drones. If it weighs less than a pound, up to 55 pounds, you got to register your drone. And there is a lot of conversation this week about how much the federal government gets into the software and the devices that you have and that companies have. How vulnerable are we to terrorist attacks? There's a lot of backdoor access to encrypted software that it makes people uncomfortable. I don't know how many of you gave software or gave hardware or gave any kind of... I mean, this is where all the activity is. There are lots of devices, and the feds, if you give them a backdoor to your device, that is, let them work on the encryptions, will that mean that you're safer? And the answer to that question is no. Don't give the federal government any more access to your stuff than you have to. That'd be my recommendation. I didn't change my point of view just because it's Christmas. 59.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.